Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey guys, before we start, I just want to let you know that Jackson has decided to take his good friends, Handsome Tom and Cass, through a carefully constructed role-playing adventure about a small town, an unlikely group of friends, and the mummy they have all sworn to protect, no matter the cost. Tales from Handle Creek, My Summer with Ankotep, is a love letter to 80s movies like Monster Squad and The Goonies. For the next month, we're premiering each episode on twitch.tv/sanspantsradio before uploading them to YouTube. But if you hate waiting, you can grab all 5 episodes right now on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is it really that hard to capture and eat a Smurf?
So we know the Smurfs. We're aware of these little dirtbags. These tiny blue motherfuckers.
They're three
apple tall pieces of shit. Yeah, I know them.
So, yeah, the three things to know about Smurfs.
Yeah.
Just going into this episode without any extra research. Blue, wear white. Blue and wear white. So that's one. I'm counting that as one.
Yeah, that's fair.
Two is they're three apples tall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And three, they're real motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And there's one lady Smurf called Smurfette. Mm-hmm. And they've got that papa cunt and he wears red.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all you need to know about the Smurfs to figure out how to eat them, which is the ultimate goal.
Capture
and eat. Okay.
Yeah. So, Gargamel's bad guy in Smurfs. Everyone knows that. He's famous for that. His motives in years have been
murky.
Unclear. So, as far as I can see it, from the tomes of research I've done in this split second between introducing the episode and me talking right now, is that originally, he needed a Smurf to turn lead into gold.
Mm-hmm.
They embarrassed him, so then he wanted personal revenge, decided he was then going to eat them because they taste good.
Consumption is the best revenge.
Wait,
that's
how does
true.
He know they taste good?
A book, maybe.
No, he doesn't care. It's not about that. That's crazy.
This is what it gets to. And then after that, he's like, I don't even care about turning things into gold anymore. I don't even care about eating them. I just wanted to destroy them.
Okay.
But here at Plumbing the Death Star, we identify that the best thing out of those three situations isn't gold or destruction. It's eating them.
But those would be, thinking about it now, that would be my hierarchy. The moment I saw the Smurfs, I'd be like, I bet those cunts can turn lead into gold. And if I found out they couldn't, I'd be like, well, they'll at least taste delicious. Pop them in your mouth.
Look, they're three apples tall, so that's about the equivalent of a very big hamster or a rodent problem, right?
Yeah.
So I think the best way to capture them is definitely going to be rat poison. I'll just like litter the forest with rat poison. I'm going to capture them.
But the reason rat poison works, as we've discussed many times on Plumbing the Death Star, is rats can't throw up. Can the Smurfs vomit? Are you just going to make the Smurf village very sick for no reason? That delicious Smurfy powder! It's making me chunder!
Even if they can spew, which presumably they can, I choose to believe that the Smurfs can not only spew, but can also get diarrhea.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that the rat poison will just weaken them. But then Zamet, what's harder to deal with? A man or a man that's shitting and vomiting and can't get off the toilet? Exactly. Same rules apply to the Smurfs, baby.
Imagine the Smurfs' diarrhea all over Smurf Village, chucking up their guts, and then they look at the looming shadow of Zamot with a hammer. Like, we're done. My Smurf Village is over. Yeah.
Quick question, because I didn't think it through for the second part. Does rat poison affect the taste of a Smurf?
I mean, I wouldn't eat something that just ate rat poison. It would probably make you sick too.
If you gave me a cooked rat and I was like, how'd you kill it? Because that's my first question. This, you were like, rat poison.
Here's this deer I got. I hunted it myself using nothing but rat poison. You want some?
It's great to imagine you inviting us on a hunting trip and we look in the back of the pickup and there's just rat poison. Are we hunting rats, Abbott?
No.
Don't you worry about what we're hunting. Smurfs.
Joel Zammit, there's enough rat poison in here to poison an entire Smurf village. That's the point.
I'll never tell. Is it safe to eat something killed with rat poison?
This situation doesn't come up, so there'll be no literature on it because we're not eating rats, unfortunately.
So another thing is, I just wouldn't eat something that I know died whilst vomiting and with diarrhea.
You washed the Smurf.
Yeah, but what made it sick? It's on its insides. So like, if it's if it's vomiting and diarrhea-ing, that's a word I'm making up
diarrhea
right
ring. Yeah, diarrhea. The diarrhea ring.
I would be so scared that it would give me diarrhea. But in Zammit's defense, when I introduced the episode, I did not say is it even that hard to capture and eat a Smurf and not get diarrhea?
Yeah, that's true.
As far as we know, just eating a Smurf gives you diarrhea as is.
Horrible blue diarrhea.
You're gonna get blue shits for sure. Yeah. Like, we can lock
that
in. Got
the Smurf shits, boys. Damn. Anyone else imagining it up against a tree for some reason?
Just in the forest. Oh,
it's going to attract ants.
I imagine them being like sickly sweet. Like, I imagine it being kind of like steak that has been covered in like a gumdrop rub.
Hershey's syrup or something.
That took
me
a really, really long time into the sentence to make me realize you weren't talking about the shit you were taking, but instead the Smurf itself. And I was like, I would never describe a human shit as sweet, regardless of the circumstances. But Joel Zammit is here and he's doing it. Oh, wait, no, he's not. Now I'm just the madman thinking of it.
No, double down. I reckon those Smurf shits will have they will attract ants. I reckon they'll be sticky.
Yeah, I imagine
they'll be shitting sticky.
Okay. I think, Tamit, there's a bonus to the rat poison idea that you've not considered, and that's what loves rat poison the most?
Rats! And children. Rats!
Who's weak to rats? Smurfs!
Right?
As the Smurfs shit themselves to death, the rats swarm in. You're standing there like, well, I can't eat any of this, but at least the Smurfs are dead. Papa Smurf getting fucking devoured by a rat is so horrible.
Whilst diarrhea-ing.
Yeah, he's diarrhea-ing in his little Smurf toadstool house. He hears like a tss. He's like, oh no, lock the door.
Rat head comes through the window and just takes a big chomp out of him.
Absolutely. A lot of the Smurfs, they got like Brainy Smurf and Science Smurf,
Brawny Smurf,
Thinking Smurf or whatever.
Thick Smurf, whatever it is.
Yeah, so they're going to be like,
Fat
Dick
Smurf.
Rat poison. They might be like, the rats are coming, or don't eat this as poison. Like, they might like think a little bit like harder and be like, this green pellet that smells delicious but might be bad. Like, they might have a defense, but if I just got a lot of bird seed and scattered it around
Smurf Village, so that birds came.
They will ruin their day.
Smurfs are like just weak to animals. Yeah. Like I don't know how the Smurfs haven't already been taken off by a crow or whatever.
What
like,
about like a group of ferrets?
Yeah. What about like one dog, dude?
Well, Gargamel's cat fucks it up. Like, he doesn't.
Yeah,
get
that's
all
true. Doesn't Gargamel's cat have the same name as the devil? Yeah, Lord Balthazar.
Yeah,
I think is the cat's name or something.
That's good.
Like
that's
that.
A great name for a cat.
Mephistopheles, maybe.
Mephistopheles,
I think is the Gargamel's cat's name. Anyway.
Mephistopheles.
Yep, we're looking that in.
Okay. Are you not thinking of Mr. Mistopheles from Cats?
Oh, yeah. The cat's name is Azrael. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got it wrong.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Yeah.
The magical cat.
Well, no, but that's also the name of the devil.
Oh, no.
Well, speaking of magical cats, I mean, the cast of Cats would ruin Smurf's day anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Gargamel's got an idea here. So, look, even if we're going through, like, say, sure, rat poison would work, a flock of pigeons,
Think that this will affect the rest of the episode, so I'll just quickly interrupt here. I don't think rat poison would work because we're forgetting that Smurfs don't have rat brains.
Smell nice to a Smurf.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, even if it did, we have to assume that the Smurfs don't think like Jackson, and if they found a glowing green powder on the ground that smelt nice, that they would eat it.
Yes! I bet this is Whiz Fizz or some shit.
It doesn't matter what I eat because I can spew, so nothing can hurt me.
I thought you were going to say, it doesn't matter what this is.
Your famous catchphrase, this smells good. I'm going to lick it. Doesn't matter what it is.
Just not even any beginning or end, just out of nowhere. Oh, wow, it doesn't matter what this is. Oh, I'm sick.
Every day I thank God that I can throw up, unlike my rat brethren.
So, rat brethren aside, I think Gargamel might be on the right idea how he's got, like, well, you know, getting a cat to hunt down these small three apple tall Smurfs.
Cunts.
But
real motherfuckers.
Maybe instead of getting one lazy cat, maybe getting a lot of active cats and setting them loose onto the forest. I mean, sure, they're going to take down other birds and wildlife, but they'll definitely get at least four of the Smurfs.
Here's the thing. I think the Smurfs, and I may be misremembering the Smurfs, that's possible, but I think the Smurfs have like a connection to the natural world. But if you introduce like a cat, like a feral cat that isn't part of the ecosystem of the woodland, then they'll eat the Smurfs like any other native animal. Then I guess you gut the cat and get the Smurf bodies out and fry them up.
Yeah.
Or they're cooked in the stomach acid of the cat. A thing I think is a thing. So.
Getting cooked in the stomach acid of a cat, a thing that I think is a thing.
That's my second famous catchphrase. A thing I think is a thing.
Can you just walk us through that thing you think is a thing? So acid cooks things in your head now?
So the Smurf goes in the cat's belly, where the cat's stomach acid begin to dissolve it, then Zammit cuts it open, and then the Smurf skin's cooked. I think that's a thing. Isn't that how you make yogurt with milk?
Where are you putting the milk? In a cat? And then
here's this cat I'm torturing by shoving milk down its gullet. Don't worry. Wait 40 seconds and that bad boy's going to be yogurt.
But milk in a cat comes out yogurt. No, I think you put it in like a water
skin. That's just
made
a thing that I think is a thing.
I think it's a thing. Put milk in cat, get yogurt.
That's just like, one of the many things that I think is a thing.
It's like animal rennet. You make cheese.
Like you get
a little bit of cow intestine or whatever, and you put that in milk.
Jackson.
And you boil it, and I think that makes it into a cheese.
Jackson, maybe. On behalf of me, Joel Zammit, and the audience, what the fuck are you saying?
I think I saw it in a 5-minute craft video on Instagram.
A 5-minute craft video put milk in a cat.
Do you wish that you had yogurt but don't, and all you have is this jug of milk, a funnel, and a cat?
No, they had like an animal skin belly, an animal's belly dried up. They put milk in it, they poured yogurt out of it. I don't know.
Are you thinking of animal rennet? And that's how they do make cheese.
I've got no fucking clue, dude.
Also, the stomach's dried out, so what's it got to do with digesting it?
They blamed the enzymes.
Yeah, that's a fucking animal rennet. Yes, that's how you make cheese. Fuck, I hate when you're correct in the most dumb fuck way possible.
Hey, put milk in a cat, get yogurt out. Too easy.
Like, you're fundamentally so correct, but so wrong at the same time.
Everything gets filtered through. Every information goes in one ear, my head's full of rocks. That comes out the mouth.
So what about drowning them? What about getting a big pool? And can Smurfs swim a lot? I mean, rats can swim.
We're deciding Smurfs are a one-to-one to rats, which I like a lot.
Same level of upsetting to look at.
Yeah.
I think that Smurfs, if I remember correctly, I just had a vague recollection that I think there was one episode where there was like a flash flood and due to rain, and they did not like that.
Okay.
They're like, Papa Smurf! But, you know, their famous catchphrase.
Yeah, but you gotta catch the Smurfs to drown them first. Yeah, I was thinking, what if I tried seduction on the Smurfs?
Mm. So, like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, get like a rat and get some lipstick on that.
Oh, no.
Sexy it up a little.
Me, naked as the day I was born, or in a G, and I just go and sit on the edge of the Smurf village in a sexy pose, and I just wait for them to come to me, and then when they get close, I whap them with my fists. Okay.
So this is, again, if we look at the one-to-one rat situation, if you have a rat problem, and you say, get naked, lather yourself up in oil, and sit there and wait for the rats to come to you.
But the rats don't, they're not sentient, whereas the Smurfs are. And I could be like, oh, Smurfs, don't you want the pleasure of fucking a human man?
Well,
and that's something you can't offer a rat. It's exotic for a Smurf to make love to me. It's not exotic for a rat. Well, it is exotic for a rat, but a rat doesn't know that's what's on the table.
I just don't know if Smurfs fuck.
They're famously asexual, in fact.
I think the Smurfs fuck a bunch.
Well, no, because the Smurfs don't, like, naturally they don't have a female of the species. The female was created by Gargamel.
Yeah, and then turned good and by the love of the Smurfs.
Yeah,
Come on,
you're
Jackson.
You're doing Gargamel's plan of trying to seduce Papa Smurf, but instead of making something that maybe Gargamel will think that the Smurfs want to fuck, you're putting yourself... It's kind of like if Gargamel was like, let's seduce the Smurfs, and then oiled himself up, took off his robe, and kind of spread-eagled, like, near the edge of the forest.
And also, Jackson, if you're not quick enough, you might end up with a Smurf inside your asshole.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Whereas
there's stories of, like, people getting eaten alive by rats. That.
Yeah, so it's like I'm lying there and the Smurfs come up just because they're curious little creatures, and then I feel one go up me and I'm like, this has gone wrong, and then I have to go to a doctor and be like, there's a Smurf in my guts.
Weird question. Can they understand us? How does size work in understanding other people? Is this an insane question? We're kind of giant to them.
Uh-huh.
And so when
we'd be loud, I guess.
When we speak, are we louder and in my head slower?
But they could still hear
us. Slower. Let's explore that.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
So you're worried they're not going to understand us because we're big.
Sound wave is big.
There
they
is
little.
Work faster
well,
because they're little.
Well, flies see the world as slower, according to a science video I watched when I was in year 9. So does that
That's
mean
kind of my
words
theory.
Are?
Because the smaller you get, the more different you perceive time, space, and everything else.
Yeah.
So
if I
yell at
also...
a hamster, what's the hamster thinking?
Fuck you, hamster.
Hairy rat, fuck.
What's that? Oh no, Sam is just yelling at the hamster again.
What happens?
He hates that thing.
What happens if you speed up whale sound? Are they speaking different?
No, it's just you'd be like, wet.
It's cold in the ocean.
Someone
My
get
song
me out.
Sad because I'm always wet.
That's every time a whale Isn't beats itself, thing? It just wants to get it. It's too wet.
Yeah.
It's gonna dry off.
Dry me out.
Isn't that thing if you record like cicada sounds or those sort of like.
I'm
insects,
so excited for wherever
And you
this
slow
is going.
It down, it actually sounds really beautiful and kind of like orchestral music.
Maybe. But a Smurf's again. The size of a rat. You can hear a rat, dude.
on behalf of me and our audience, what are you saying?
Well,
Also, I think that everyone has lost track of how big three apples are.
It's huge. Because it's like that big.
I'm holding a deodorant bottle, which is probably like 2.5 apples, and that's almost as big as my head.
Probably a little apple. Size of a shoe, you know?
Yeah, but that's still like...
It's like an iPhone and a half, right?
Yeah, like, that's not that much smaller than like a newborn baby.
So it couldn't go up me. I mean, it could, right?
Looping back, it wouldn't be able to get into your asshole like a rat could. No.
Okay, well that's pretty good then. Mm. And also, I just looked it up, and the Smurfs were turned on, all except for Papa Smurf, by Smurfette, which means they do experience some level of sexual attraction.
Well, yes,
towards Smurfette,
towards a Smurf who is their size and. And looks like a Smurf. You
but I'll get one
are a dumpy potato man.
I'll get one kinky little Smurf. One kinky little Smurf that's like, I want to try that white meat. Let me have some.
Okay. Okay. Let's say elephants have a level of sentience and like sapience where they can communicate with us.
This is a great beginning to any sentence. I'm so excited. And you know the answer is yes, Zaman.
The elephant are like... How do we get rid of that human problem? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the elephant equivalent of Jackson is like, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll go to the edge of a city and dress up in a G. Mm-hmm. And as soon as one of them gets close to want to fuck me, I'll kill it.
Are you telling me that if there was an elephant at the edge of a village and it was like, one of you lucky human beings will get to pound this cake... We are of the same level of sentience that I am not going up to the edge of the village and being like, I will take this for the team, for humanity. And they're getting whacked in the head by the elephant's face, trunk.
You're like, I'm sacrificing myself for humanity, even though this started as like, one of you gets the opportunity. You're like, don't worry, guys. I'll take one for the team.
I'll do it. Everyone's like, no, Jackson, like, I'll do it. I'm like, no.
No one is putting up their hand for that. There's no second guy.
I know everyone's arguing about who gets to slam these elephant cheeks, but look, I'll do it.
I've taken it. You can start building the statue to me now, Jackson. Elephant fucker Bailey.
He fucked that elephant left town.
Yeah.
Also, like, we've taken into consideration sound and I guess stuff like sound. And how they're perceiving the world because they're smaller. But one thing we should probably take into consideration is smell, because that will definitely be bad for them. So, Jackson, your filthy anus will probably not be appealing to them.
That's true. They'll die. They'll just die when the smell of my unwashed body reaches Smurf Village. It's great to imagine.
That's
just...
your plan. Gape.
I like to imagine I'm like lying there waiting for the Smurfs to come, but they don't get seduced, and I go to sleep, and Papa Smurf just comes and sticks a spear up my nose and kills me.
Lobotomy.
We can eat for weeks, Smurfs. Yeah. Well, okay, so my plan fell through.
What about drown? Again, I like the idea of drowning the Smurfs. But what about in something thick like honey? What about a lot of beehives that we can throw at the Smurfs, which A, will hopefully drown them with the honey, and B,
delicious
bees.
Honeyed Smurf. Oh, and bees, yes.
Okay, so the thing that may, I think...
Oh, and honeyed Smurf.
Hey, there we go. That's a basting.
That's like a threefer.
It's good.
The only thing that I think will stop you is Smurfs are very one with nature, so I don't think that bees would phase them. In fact,
what about wild hornets that I've imported from a different country that are problematic?
So are they laying eggs in the Smurfs? Because then we can't eat them. Well, we can, but we shouldn't. hey, if we got
parasites, again, you can't.
I thought you're gonna be like, ooh, parrots.
Parrots.
Okay, if we're gonna get rid of the natural world, may I suggest concrete? So we get a concrete mixer truck or whatever, upended onto the Smurf village. Can't eat them because they're covered in concrete.
Well, I guess
logging.
Debasing the Smurfs doesn't makes them more depressed, so they might be easier to catch.
But
you can't. If you're covering the Smurf village in concrete, presumably the Smurfs run away because concrete doesn't pour quick.
Yeah.
But they run away. That's all right. They're debased. So maybe you're able to just hunt them down, but one by one.
if we log them,
debased,
like,
cut down their mushrooms.
No, like the surrounding forests, and kind of make it real sad for them.
Wreck their natural environment, like we're doing to the orangutans.
Yeah.
We're orangutanging you, little motherfuckers, is what we'll yell from our trucks. Yeah. What about this? Do we have access to Gargamel's magic? Let's say yes.
I'll say yeah, or at Let's least have access to Gargamel. He's come to us, the three boys, is just like,
I've
hey.
Got $10. I know it's usually $5 to, I know it's usually $5 to kill a boy.
Or fix
but
an
if
economy.
I give you 10, can you?
Yeah. Will you count me eat Smurfs? And we'll like, hell let's yeah, call dude. It five and we get some too. Yeah, well then, what if I use Gargamel's magic to make me the size of a Smurf or even turn me into a Smurf and then I just cannibalize the Smurfs? Then it's
What's
an even
to stop
playing
A,
field.
The Smurfs from eating you.
Wait,
B,
no
us
plan.
From eating you.
Never, forget, I turn myself into a Smurf, eat myself. There we go.
You've captured zero Smurfs and eaten yourself.
I am a Smurf now. Consume myself from the legs up.
Technically is correct. He did eat a Smurf.
He didn't capture any, though.
Put myself in a net, whatever.
Also, I believe the question said the Smurfs.
Damn, okay.
All right. Well,
but
what about...
you do have the only plan so far that's killed one of us, Jackson, so that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
What about...
I think,
I just want to try and, like, popcorn chicken them somehow.
Well, okay, that's clever, but I think... Look, I think that we've all kind of touched on natural disasters, but I think there's one big one that we've missed out, and one that I think Smurfs will be defenseless against. A forest fire.
Oh, that's true. Crispy.
Cooks them. Hard to escape. If they do escape, the smoke will get them. If the smoke gets them, then they're smoked Smurfs. Either way, I can still eat them.
You just suck the meat off their bones.
They're too charred, though. It's like ruined meat.
I don't care.
I think a good way of doing
it... You can peel them.
I mean, I guess, but it's still not going to be great. I reckon a good way is to set up like a some kind of... like you got to trick them. So
okay.
How about I propose the plumbing boys Smurf only day spa
okay.
And we have different stations and the one we're like come in here it's like it'll be really nice it's like a pool
crab logic
it'll be filled with raw eggs.
Crab logic, okay.
And so it'll be like, the egg is really good. It's really good for your skin. It softens it up.
Mm-hmm.
So just roll around in that. They go into that one, and then we go, right, now it's the next station is an exfoliation station.
Mm-hmm.
That's just breadcrumbs, baby.
I forgot what your plan was. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So then they roll around in the breadcrumbs.
Then last one's a deep fry spa?
We're like, now that you're exfoliated, we got to get you back into the egg wash.
Oh, right, of course.
So, because you got to double batter them. And then the last one, it's like, and now it is
Kentucky
a wonderfully delicious spa that's really warm. And so you go in there and like the nice like oil vapors will feel really good once again on your skin. And then when they're there, we prod them with a finger. They go in, delicious, deep fried
crunchy
in my mouth, yummo.
Bones and all. Can
well,
I suggest...
defeather them though.
Yeah, yeah. Got to defeather and crumb those bad boys. Yeah.
I said crab logic because I thought you were going to trick them into a spa and slowly turn the heat up. And
oh,
I was
that's
like,
clever.
Yeah, I don't know if that will work like lobsters, but maybe it will.
Can I suggest an alternative to the... I like the spa beginning, but I say we build the spa on top of me. And then instead of a spa, it's just like a hole in the floor where my mouth is that is open gaping. And
with
I'm
full
like,
of water?
Yeah, full of water. And they get in and I just swallow them down like a pill. Except I can't
Jackson,
swallow tablets. Oh,
Jackson.
No.
Yeah, you have a big personal problem where you can't swallow tablets. So.
Oh, no. I'm just going to gag up the Smurfs.
All right, we'll get the Smurf. We'll shove them in a ravioli.
Yeah, hop in the little ravioli, Smurf. This is for no reason. And I'm like, thank you. And I pop it down. And I go, don't get to taste either of them. That's the great tragedy of eating Smurfs this way. Surely the fact that we now have access to Gargamel's magic means that this should be easier for us.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, Gargamel has access to Gargamel's magic, and it's done sweet fuck all for that guy.
But he's a moron. He's fool.
He's stupid and ugly. That is true.
He's too consumed by hatred. We're just hungry.
We've been paid $5. That's our motive.
That's the carrot in front of this mule. Absolutely.
I mean, you got to be, I think really, you just got to be quick with it.
Well, you've got to kill, okay, so if you're going to take down Smurfs as a whole, you got to start with Papa Smurf, because he's the only one who's like a real threat.
Nah, you got two, Dusha. You got Papa Smurf, but you got Brainy Smurf.
Mm, true. He's sort of the Grand Vizier.
No one listens to Brainy Smurf. That's true. Maybe you don't need to get him out.
Oh, wait, guys. The most obvious response. We've got magic. Okay, so step one, we've got our magic now. Step two, we do a little spell. Step three, Monty Python foot comes down, crushes them.
Perfect. Ministry of Silly Walks, bitch! Dead Smurfs. We peel them off the foot and eat them. Delicious.
Yeah, they're just flattened like pancakes. Yeah. Have them for breakfast. Chuck some ice cream and maple syrup on top. I'm just saying, honey, don't know where my brain was going there.
What if we just like gain the trust of the Smurfs? What if we make it a long con? Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey. I'm here to befriend Smurf Village. You didn't want to fuck me. You didn't go inside me. That's cool. Let's be pals. And then slowly over time, maybe they age and die and I eat them from the cemetery or whatever. Like a ghoul.
Like some kind of Smurf ghoul. All right. Well, I was thinking this is a good way of getting their trust and maybe trying to like ruin them from the inside out. So you have something like Clumsy Smurf is someone who's really easy a fall guy. Mm-hmm. So you can try and turn the rest of the village onto Clumsy Smurf. Like, I think getting, say, Grouchy Smurf and, like, Hefty Smurf. Hell yeah. Hefty Smurf and Grouchy Smurf. I think that'd be really easy to get on side to, say, bully Clumsy Smurf.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think if just we go back to your idea.
Smurfs.
Yeah. Like, we go back to your idea of we get Gargamel magic and, like, all Smurfify us. Mm-hmm. So we're there and we're like, hey, We're the idiot Smurfs.
We're like, and we all say dumb fuck Smurf at the same time.
Hi,
wait,
dumb
we can't all be
Smurf.
Dumb fuck Smurf.
Oh, we're the dumb fuck triplet Smurfs? Yeah, that's it. How come you guys look nothing alike?
Shut up! We're where are you fucking Smurf berries? You little motherfuckers.
Maybe we get ostracized. I think it's easy to, like, because a Clumsy Smurf, he's annoying, he's stupid, he's always tripping over everything. So he'd be very, very easy to get, like, ostracized. So I think we can definitely get Grouchy and Hefty. So like, those are our two main Smurfs that we got to get on side.
It's true.
So when they get on our side and we bully the shit out of Clumsy Smurf, and next comes Brainy Smurf, because that's just, like, real easy to bully, right?
Yep.
That big nerd. We got him.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sandspants Radio Network? Take D&D's for Nerds, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast that I'm mostly on. Never played D&D in your life? Don't worry, up until we started, I hadn't either. Meticulously edited by yours truly, so you don't have to hear all the faff and math that interrupts a good fantasy story. Each campaign is standalone, and while veteran listeners will pick up characters, events, and places across the seasons, new listeners can start at any adventure. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com.
I think the problem is, Sam, at the moment we go in as Smurfs, you're right, we'll be lightning rods for all Smurf hate. No way will they be mad at Clumsy when they have the three dumb fuck Smurfs to deal with.
Dumb shit, dumb fucking dumb cunt. The three Smurfs.
They don't even put Smurf at the ends of our names. So rude. Well, Smurf berries, what if we just take their main food source, starve them out? Smoke them out also, maybe, like rabbits that don't live in a burrow, never mind.
Also, I tried smoking them out. Apparently wrecks their taste, so that's a real shame.
You set a forest fire. That's slightly different.
So smoking them out, forest fire. You say tomato, I say it's the same. A couple of other things that we haven't tried. One, hand grenade.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I was thinking shotgun also.
Shotgun, good.
So you just go above a Smurf's mushroom house and blast down.
Going through some of the Smurfs, who populate Smurf villages. Now there is something called a sneezy Smurf. So if we could introduce some kind of, I don't know, pathogen Smurf village,
plague the Smurfs.
Playing it out. Would that be good eating?
No. Once again, we've spoiled our food.
No.
Well, I was thinking...
Like introducing some kind of pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be a Smurf-specific drug or maybe just give them alcohol.
What about... snorks? You know the snorks? Underwater Smurfs?
Mm. Yeah. They always look like they'd be easy to kill. Like, grab their little snorkel and blow in it.
Well, I was just thinking, if we introduce snorks to the Smurf village, will it be a cane toad situation? Or, cut out the middleman, introduce cane toads. The cane toads eat the Smurfs, we eat the cane toad. Bada bing, bada boom. Job done. The rats eat me. Cycle of life.
Well,
that's a food
Smurfs.
Chain, man. Maybe there it is.
That's a very... So man introduces the cane toads.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cane toads eat the Smurfs. Man eats the cane toad, dies. Rats eat the dead man. Rats are king?
Yeah, I guess it's not really a cycle. It's not really a chain. It's a food
line.
Cane
toads would eat the rat.
Yeah. Yeah, rat dies, cane toad eats the rat. We're back at the beginning, except we're not, because that's not where we started.
Men and Smurf have been removed from the situation.
Hang
but
on.
Apart from that, it's
man
the same.
Man introduces cane toad eats Smurf, man eats cane toad, man dies, rats eat man eats rats.
No, man doesn't eat rats, because man's dead. Man got eaten by rats.
But some man's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Do I not understand how a food chain works?
Well, yeah, it's a chain or a cycle, but you've just not done that.
You started with man introduced cane toads, which isn't part of the food cycle.
Also, having man dies as part of a chain is also rare, I would say. Not something you come across very often.
Yeah, that doesn't quite work out.
You know,
does
the circle of life, how you just, at one point, you die for a bit?
Yeah. I mean like eventually.
The circle of life, actually, I picked a bad one because that is the only one that does have death as part of it. But I guess it's more like,
What are you going to say? The food chain you don't die in? You do eventually. Well,
food pyramid? Your five main food.
What are the abilities of a Smurfberry? Because I feel like we could use some of that to our advantage.
Well, Jackson, maybe we can go full circle. Maybe put some rat poison in the Smurfberries.
That's true. Then because we don't know if they'll actually like the taste of rat poison. We were basing that on literally nothing, but we know.
We're basing it on rats.
Yeah, as we always are. But we know that Smurfs love the taste of Smurfberries. It's their primary food source. Mm. They eat that. They can't vomit, or they can. Can we restrict their vomiting in a way?
Well, we could make them go out the way most rock stars go out by like giving them a lot of drugs, and then they'll say like putting them on their back so that they're not in the recovery position.
Oh, I was imagining if we just put a little pile of cocaine on the outside of the Smurf village, that's them done. One line and a Smurf's head explodes, guaranteed.
Well, and I'm pretty sure like cocaine won't affect the taste or quality, or maybe even improve the taste of a Smurf.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know if it'll. It definitely won't improve the situation of the taste, but I can't imagine it being damaging.
I think it'd improve it, or at least it'd improve my perception of it.
Yeah, at least would you...
You'd be a bit like, whoa, a bit of a cup of coffee kick for
bit
you.
Of a, yeah, kicked at these Smurfs. But yeah. I think what we're really missing is that at the end of the day, if you go in fist swinging with a hammer or a rock, it's easy. Do you think you could kill a colony of rats? With a rock. Yeah. So you could kill a colony of Smurfs. We're making it too complicated for ourselves. It's not hard. Mm. You go in there, you maybe put a perimeter around so the Smurfs can't run away. You whack them with a rock, lick it off the base of the rock, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Lead into gold.
Gargamel has made it too hard for himself. He constantly threatens to destroy them, but isn't.
Yeah.
Is too concerned about getting his hands dirty. Yeah, Give me a gun, and I'll give you a bag full of dead Smurfs.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the problem of Gargamel is that he's made it too personal.
Mm.
It'd be like every time that you wanted a chicken sandwich, you had in your head that this chicken embarrassed me, and you want to humiliate them.
I have to kill this chicken because I hate it. Yeah.
It's not about killing it. It's humiliating it. It's about getting revenge. And I think that is where Gargamel's downfall is. I think Smurfs, by and large, are probably very easy to kill.
Yeah.
You could kill one almost accidentally. Yeah. In the rain, if it's a bit wet, and you hear its crunch.
Absolutely.
You look down, you're like, oh no, I've stepped on a snail. It's a Smurf.
The three of us are going for a walk in the woods. We're like, let's rest here. You two take the only dry spots on the log. I'm like, well, I'll sit on the ground. And I just crush the Smurf village beneath my derriere. And I'm like, I just killed a bunch of blue rats or whatever. Can I sit on the log with you? No.
Give us some of them blue rats. I hear they taste good.
Which one of you wants to suck these blue rats off my jeans? None of us.
Gargamel comes in and just like, oh, give it to me.
Yeah, and then I stand there in the rain as Gargamel sucks the Smurf off my jeans and the two of you share a sandwich you didn't let me have any of. That's how that goes.
The best solution. Yeah. At the end of the day, I just think it's not complicated. I think also it's one of those things where Gargamel is, self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. I think without the Smurfs there to have his revenge against, he's got no purpose in life because his purpose now, like initially it was to, make them into
make
gold.
So he wanted to be rich.
He wanted to be rich. He had desires, some ideas there about like wealth acquisition, but now he just doesn't want that anymore. Yeah. He wants just petty revenge. And I think it's just consumed him. So honestly, Gargamel, I think you need to take a step back. We've got a Hessian sack.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just pluck all the Smurfs in, put them in, and whack them against a tree. Yeah. And I think that's the best bit. Here's your sack of soggy
Smurf
bodies. Enjoy. We're taking three ourselves and roasting them.
At the end of the day.
For $5.
Well, yeah, what's our motivation? Five buckaroonies. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all we need. It's not personal for us. It's just another day on the job.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
$5 will kill a Smurf village, fix the economy, or kill a child. Whatever.
We'll do anything, baby. No rules.
$5 is $5.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.